Are you ready? It's another outside the box. Trying to think both positive and negative. Today's topic is saying yes and no. I used to be frustrated when I would visit with someone who seemed quote-unquote new agey, always looking for a positive spin, but not acknowledging that deep problems existed in our society. I would also feel discouraged when talking with someone who lamented a problem, war, injustice, an endangered environment, but never got past their depression over the state of the world. What we need are a lot more people who can say both yes and no, that they acknowledge problems in our world, but also recognize and are working toward solutions to them. The past few Outside the Box features have focused on the problems, for example, from the White House and other parts of our federal government. Lots of no. But it's not always as simple as a yes to some solution that sounds good. If the problem is racism or sexism or some other ism, for example, there may be lots of possible solutions. Which ones are best? Are there some that are not currently acceptable or promoted by the government, such as DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion? Sadly, some organizations, businesses, and institutions have gotten rid of DEI programs without finding an alternative to them. They know the problem, racism, sexism, other isms, but they're not doing anything to counteract it. They're not saying yes to anything. But there've got to be workarounds or confrontations that refuse to deny a problem and demand a solution. Hardly anyone believes there is no more racism, sexism, and other isms in this world that discriminate and benefit some at the expense of others. Knowing the problem and its cause is a first step. Crafting a yes solution is only possible after an analysis of that problem. That yes needs to have vision, something beyond what we have now. That's where outside the box ideas come in, what we have not even thought of or tried. It can be way in the future. It can be something immediate. It can be a mix of short and long term. I have a redesign for the economy. I call it a basic needs economy that just needs a campaign of implementation to ensure everyone gets their basic needs met. How can we put this idea and many other visions of a better world into practice? Yes and no have to go together. It's a balance. Saying no too often can be discouraging, even depressing. Saying yes too much means we need to go back to analyze the problem so our yes is effective. The past few Outside the Box features have concentrated on problems, what to say no to. The next batch will all look at solutions and ways to say yes. Many of these solution-focused ideas come from a book, Beautiful Solutions, by Elandria Williams and three other authors, looking at economic alternatives to current capitalist institutions. Can you always say yes and no, identifying a problem and a solution to any situation? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to say yes and no every day, often in the same breath.